Valley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But first, attention, members of the new 1940 Flight Patrol. At the end of tonight's program, you're going to hear one of the most surprising announcements you've ever heard. I can't tell you what it is right now, except that it's about a mysterious and exciting new free gift for members only. So remember, wait for the final announcement on tonight's program. Don't miss a single word of it. That's all. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time, you remember, the famous pilot and Chuck Ramsey made a daring flight in the black two-seater to Ivan Shark's headquarters and replenished their gasoline supply. Then they made a daring escape and returned to the shore of the dry lake bed. While Captain Midnight is absent on a tour of inspection, Senor Pareda's nephew, Pablo, nicknamed Pebbles, takes Patsy Donovan and Chuck Ramsey up on the mountainside to show them something very mysterious. Here they are, standing under a thick branch tree, and a strange sound comes to their ears.
Blazing beacons. It sounds... Well, I never heard anything like it.
What makes that sound in the pan up there?
There's something alive in that pan, isn't there, Pebbles?
Oh, sure, mi amigos. Many things.
What in the world?
I'll bet I know what he's got there, Patsy.
Okay, what?
I'll bet he's got a bunch of baby woodpeckers in there.
Oh, no, mi amigo. They are not woodpeckers. The woodpeckers would make the louder noise than that.
Come on, Pebbles, bring the tin pan down and let's look.
You give up then, Patsy?
Yeah, I give up. I'm too curious to stand here guessing all day.
And you too, Chuck?
Yeah. Reach up and get them down, Pebbles.
Okay, then, because I do not think you can guess in a long time.
Can I take the cover off?
Oh, sure, Patsy. But look out, they do not bite you.
Oh!
I'm not afraid. There.
Loops and loops. Look at that.
Well, I'll be a cross-eyed Gila monster.
Oh, look at those things move around. Why, they look like beans.
That's just what they are. They're beans.
See, mi amigos. They are what you call the Mexican jumping bean.
Why, sure. Mexican jumping bean. I've heard of them, but I've never seen them.
Gee, no. Why, they're one of the greatest curiosities in the world.
See, you like them?
Gosh, I think they're perfectly marvelous.
Gee, Pebbles, what in the world makes a move like that?
Ah, mi amigos, that I must not tell you. It is so strange, you would not believe me. But I will put them over here and tell you about them.
So strange? What in the world do you mean, Pebbles?
Jiminy Crickets, Patsy. What do you suppose it is?
I just can't imagine, Chuck. There must be, can't imagine, Chuck. There must be some secret about it.
See, I will tell you this, mi amigos. This old Indian who give me the beans, he go through the great danger to get them.
Gosh, Chuck, do you hear that?
Great danger.
See, when the man get the bean, perhaps 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 the...
Loop and loops. Loop and loops. Poisonous snake.
See, sometime I will get this old Indian to tell you about it.
Well, are the beans good to eat?
Oh, no, no. It is not good to eat. It is not good to eat. Here, mi amigos, you take Pablo.
Really, Pebbles? You mean they're for us? For our very own?
Si, mi amigos. You will keep them. And when you look at them, you will think about Pablo and Mexico.
Gosh, Pebbles. We don't know how to thank you.
Right. And gee, won't we have fun showing them off? Gee, won't we have fun showing them off to everybody when we get back home?
You bet your shoes. And you play games with the jumping bean, too.
Ooh, gee, can you play games with them?
What kind of games?
Oh, the Mexicanos, they play like this. Each one of us has a bean. Then we put them all inside a ring, and the one whose bean jump out of the ring first, he win the game. Look, I show you how.
Gee, that's swell. Let's bring them along and we'll have a game tonight.
See, I will bring them along now. Come on.
Gee, just listen to them in that tin pan.
I see. Those jumping beans, they almost seem to sing a song. The song of old Mexico.
For the moment, we leave these three while Pebbles tells Chuck and Patsy many other wonderful things about Mexico. Across the ridge, down the valley in Señor Pareda's hacienda, we look in upon a different scene. Ivan Sharp is in the luxurious library talking to his lieutenant, Gardo. Listen as Sharp says...
Yes, Gardo. I am well pleased with the work of our planes over Captain Midnight's stronghold. Tomorrow, we will attack again. Then I will tell Tex Rossman to have his men close in on the ground.
Well, they won't find nothing alive there.
You must bring me proof of Captain Midnight's death, Gardo. I charge you with this duty.
Okay, dead or alive, I'll bring him in to you, Chief.
Very good. And now, to other matters.
Oh, don't forget, Chief, you were going to have this Dolores parade in. She was supposed to give you part of that treasure.
Yes, I was thinking of that, Gardo. But since we have returned, I have not been able to find Fang.
Oh, well, you told him to watch this, Dolores, didn't you?
Yes. Perhaps that is what he's doing. I'll try him again.
You call me, Master?
Yes, Fang. Where have you been?
I obey orders, Master.
You've been watching Dolores Parada?
Yes, Master. I watched Senorita Parada, but I...
Fang, what is the matter with you?
Come
here to me.
I watched Senorita Dolores, but...
But what?
I not watch her all time.
What is this thing? What do you mean by disobeying my orders? I commanded you to watch the Parada girl all the time. You should not have taken your eyes off her for a single second.
I tried to watch, Master, but we have visitor. I saw you chase him in sky, so I'm sure you know...
Gardo and his men pursued a plane, yes, yes.
You not know who fly this plane?
No. Who was it?
Plane flown by Captain Midnight.
Captain Midnight?
Captain Midnight.
Yes, Master. Captain Midnight all same come see, Ivan Sharp.
What? You mean to tell me that Captain Midnight had the impudence to land on our own field?
Yes, Master. He helped himself to gasoline and oil in one of our black planes. That is how he fooled me at first.
I'll break every bone in his body for this insult.
Well, where'd he get the black plane, Chief?
I remember now. Captain Midnight took one of our planes from the secret field. But Von Griff told me it was wrecked.
Yeah, well, it looks like Captain Midnight put one over on us.
Ah, little good. That'll do him. When he returns, he will find all of his friends dead.
Well, maybe he's beat it, Chief, just like Von Griff.
Ah, no, he hasn't got it. Captain Midnight is not like that. Now that he has found my trail again, he will stay on it like a leech. But I'll shake him off.
Well, Chief, this is a good place to polish him off.
Bang.
Yes, Master?
You will get Dolores Parada at once. But wait. Did you find out where the Parada treasure is hidden?
No, Master. I tried to stop Captain Midnight from leaving, so I do not watch Senorita Dolores all time. But she do not leave garden.
Yeah. Very well, Bang. Go and get her.
Yes, Master.
That treasure must be hidden in the garden somewhere, Chief.
Very likely, Gardo. But the garden is a huge place. It would take us many months to search it thoroughly, and I do not have time.
No. Hey, there comes Fang with the girl now.
Ah, yes.
Here is Senorita Dolores Parada, Master.
Tell her to come in.
You may enter, Senorita.
And now, Senor Sharp, you have made the preparations to fulfill the agreement?
Step forward, Senorita. That will do, Fang. You will stand on guard outside the door.
Yes, Master.
You are prepared to bring in my father, Senor?
Ivan Sharp is always prepared to do anything, Senorita. But first, you made an agreement with me. You remember that, do you not?
A Parada, Senor, never forgets.
Hmm. That is good. You have then brought something to show me. Stand here by the desk and give it to me.
Si, Senor. But first, there is something you must do.
There is never, Senorita, anything that Ivan Shark must do. Then proceed.
What business we have together, Senor, is my concern and yours. You, Senor, are the gentleman. But I do not wish to talk to you in the presence of this... Come here.
What she calls
me? Never mind, Gardo. Senorita Parada is right. You are scum, but nevertheless you shall stay. Proceed, Senorita.
Very well, Senor. But I would prefer to talk to you alone. Here, then, is what I have brought you.
Ah. Look at this, Gardo.
Boy, look at that rock. Why, it's the biggest I ever saw.
That, senor, was worn by my grandmother Pereira at the court of Spain.
Excellent, my dear senorita. Excellent. You have more like this?
That, senor, is one of the smallest diamonds in the Pereira collection.
Well, where's the rest?
Shut up, Gardo.
And now, senor, I have kept my promise. You will bring in my father?
My dear senorita, since it was so easy for you to bring this, you must bring more like it. And then you will see your father.
So, you lied to me, senor. You deceived me before, and now you deceive me again. What good are the promises of Ivan Shah? I said you are a gentleman, senor, but you are not. You're scum, just like this one. You're the snake, the filthiest, slimiest snake that is to be found in the mud. But there is an answer to that, and I will give it to you only as a Pereira can. I know the truth now. You have killed my father. That is why you cannot bring him here. But you will answer for that, senor. You will answer for it now. Yes, you will answer for it now.
And so, thinking nothing of her own life, but only of the terrible injury done to her father, Dolores tries to avenge the wrong. Does the cutthroat Gardo protect his chief in time? And meanwhile, what are Chuck and Captain Midnight doing? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, fellas and girls, before I tell you the big news, let me ask you just one question. What have you got that you'd swap with me right now for some genuine Mexican jumping beans? Some real, no-foolin' Mexican jumping beans, just exactly like those Pablo Pereira just presented to Chuck and Patsy. Well, don't worry. I know you'd swap a lot of things. But listen, you won't have to give up anything to get those jumping beans. Because that's just exactly what your Skelly man has for you down at your Skelly service station right this minute. A bag of genuine imported Mexican jumping beans just for you. And they aren't going to cost you a single penny. That's the big news. But wait, that isn't all. You not only get the jumping beans themselves, one of the world's most amazing natural curiosities, but you also get a new jumping bean game besides. It's a game called Ringo Jumpo. You can't buy it anyplace, but Flight Patrol members can get one free. Now, here's how it goes. Every person playing puts his own Mexican jumping bean down on the Ringo Jumbo game board, placed where it's warm to make the beans active. And the game is on. The bean starts to wiggle and stagger and roll, and you begin to shout and cheer. And the one whose jumping bean reaches the outer circle first wins. Why, man alive, can't you just imagine all the fun you'll have with these amazing, amusing, and mysterious jumping beans and that hilarious Ringo Jumbo jumping bean game? And say, how the folks will gather around and ask you questions. What makes them move? Are they alive? Are they plants or animals? And you can just keep them all guessing. Of course, you know the answer because it tells right on the outside of the bag just what makes them jump and all about them. But now listen, here's what to do to get your own free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your very own Ringo Jumbo game, too, absolutely free. Just have mother or dad stop at your Skelly service station the next time you drive by and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. That's all you do. And he'll give you your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game just like that. However, be sure you get over to your Skelly service station with mother or dad as soon as possible. Because when our present supply of Mexican jumping beans is gone, there just won't be any more. So get yours tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. And don't forget that wonderful surprise that's awaiting you at your Skelly service station. And it's all absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. If you're not a member, join up tonight. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!